Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we try to answer your queries, your issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, and the answers are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today we have the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member at Al Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Yes, thank you very much.
So we have been discussing some of the very important issues regarding the teenagers. And today I want to discuss about the importance of community service. How can parents actually encourage their children to participate in community service activities?
It's a very important issue, as you have mentioned, that our teenagers need to be educated in many things, and one of them is the issue and the matter of taking care of the people in need in society, irrespective of their class and creed and color, their religion, whatever. A community service for mankind, community service for anyone who is a human being. This common bonding between all human beings has to be strengthened, and our children should become aware of this human bonding from a very early age. And in whatever society we live in, if we are living in a multiracial society, in a multi-faith society, or even a single faith society or community, in any case, before we are anything, we are all human beings, and human beings have to live in peaceful coexistence, and they have to live in a society, in a community where they cannot live without each other. They are socially bound together. Everyone cannot do everything. Everyone requires the help of others. Nobody can live in solitary confinement. So nobody can be a hermit. So in Islam, it is very important that we live together as a social community, interacting and helping each other and solving our problems, each other's problems. And this is what has to be inculcated and imbibed in our children, in our youth, in our teenagers, and they should be able to carry out services to the society and the community from the very day they come, they set their foot in public life.
Right.
So they need to be taught, whether it is based around the mosque, the masjid, the place of worship, or it is based around the educational institution we are sending our children to, this community work, or even starting from home, we should be involved in community activities and services.
Right.
And this is very important, that our children are taught about Islam lays a great deal of emphasis on helping each other and trying to resolve the issues faced by each of us. Somebody is, for example, has monetary problems. We should get together to resolve them.
To help them.
Somebody is facing difficulties in getting a job. We should help to get him or her a job. Or there is someone who needs to lift from one's living to place of work. We can all join in and say, okay, let's have a common way of going to the place of work or the
right.
place of education.
Exactly.
And taking care of, especially going and visiting people who are in need, poor old people.
Right. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more about that with you after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Al-Kawi, and we're discussing the importance of community service that should be taught to the teenagers. Well, Professor, you're talking about many of the examples what could be taught as community service. And one of them is like being generous. And Imam Sadiq al-Islam says, if you want to check a believer, a true follower, just to check him at 3 points. It's very like strange. We have so many good deeds in Islam, but Imam Sadiq al-Islam is saying, check a believer at these three places. Just see what he is doing at the time of Azan, when a person is called for prayers, what he's doing, if he's engaged in the worldly affairs, or is he preparing for his Salat. And then just see what he does with the secrets of others. Does he keep them or does he reveal them? And one of the very important features that he discusses about a believer to check this feature in him is to see how he helps others. If he helps others, see, does he reveal that or does he even keep that within him? Imam Sadiq al-Islam does not say over here that just see if a believer helps others or not. This is not a question of is he helping or not. There's a question of how he's helping. If he's helping, like today we have, if I help someone, before this help reaches that particular person, it reaches the Instagram, it reaches the Facebook, it reaches the all other social media platforms, just to make this show off that, look, I am helping this person, that person, or I'm doing this particular deed. In this world of media where we have this kind of, I would say it's a war, how do we teach our teenagers this proper generosity that started in Islam?
Yes, the concept of helping others, as it is called, sadaqah in Islam, sadaqah. Even smiling at a person generously is a sadaqah. And helping people in such a way that it is said that if you give through your right hand, your left hand shouldn't know that it has been given.
Exactly.
So the secrecy is there because of the respect and honor that has to be maintained of the person who is being helped.
Right.
A person's honor and dignity should not be trampled upon because of some good deed that we're doing for him or her. It's not for him or her, it's for ourselves. And it, in the hadith we have before, it reaches the hand, the person who is in need, it reaches out into the hands of Allah Almighty. So the first, Allah Almighty receives that good deed before the person in need does so. So we need to understand that this act of being generous to people, whether it is based on sacrifice, or even where it's not with sacrifice. Even if I'm giving something from the amount of money that I have and I'm not in need of, I can.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fajr, when I give you, it's a test.
Yes. So, I mean, we sometimes, we've mentioned this before, sometimes we have plenty and we give out from that plenty and we don't need it ourselves. Or we need it ourselves, we partake with half of it or some of it. We are in need of something ourselves, but we give a small amount out of it. But sacrifice is where we even forget ourselves and overlook ourselves. And even the part which we need and the due which is being required by us is also given out to others.
Exactly.
In any case, when we do this act of generosity, it should not be boasted upon. It should not be publicized.
Right, right. I will discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are with Professor Salman Akavi. We are discussing the importance of community service that should be taught to teenagers. Yes, Professor.
Yes, so our children should understand that when they're giving out, they're helping others, they're helping themselves, actually. And they need to feel for others. They should not be self-centered. They should not be always looking towards their own needs. So we need our parents to understand that we ourselves, of course, before we want to teach our children and educate our children in being generous, we need to show them how to be generous and how to carry out those acts of generosity. Of course, we may be revealing some secrets to our children, but if it is for the sake of teaching and educating them and providing them examples, it would be okay. But still, just to show your children, your teenagers, that this is how we give out to others without them feeling belittled or, you know, they're not there. We need to be very kind to them. We know when we give them something, we shouldn't boast about it, or we shouldn't
reveal
or even expect something in return from them. The important thing is that
there you go. So it's actually basically when we're posting and when we are sharing things of our generosity, is it because that we want to? We're expecting something in return.
Yes, if we expect something from in lieu of what we have done, then that is something which is forbidden. If we want to carry out a transaction, that is okay. Okay, I'll give you this and you give me that. That's okay. But then don't say that you're being generous.
Right.
Even if you want to, you know, want to give it out to for them to respect you or support you or help you. That shouldn't be the mindset, that shouldn't be the intention, that shouldn't be, it should be purely for the betterment of the person who is in need, to relieve him of the problem that he is facing.
Right.
Yes, Allah Almighty will also in some way help us in another way, in another situation, but that should not be the intention, that if we help this person, then he should help us. Or even God should help us. No, it should be irrelevant. It should be important that this is the issue that we want to resolve, whether we gain something out of it or we don't. So, yes, you could say we could at least be looking forward for the reward. Some people say that, like Mawla Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, the master of the faithful says, I pray to Allah, I am obedient to Allah, I follow His commands just because I think
feel like He is worth of it.
He's worthy of those actions. And basically, any action which is good in itself is something which as human beings we should understand, as our children should understand. Carrying out an act of generosity, carrying out a good deed is basically, essentially it is a manifestation of our human nature. The human divine nature that has been we have been given by Allah Almighty, we have been honored with this divine spirit, and the result of that is generosity.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Professor, for that discussion. And I would say that it was the time of Muharram when the young boys in our society would gather, collect money, and get some cold water bottles in the hot, scorching summer and would paste on that. Assalamu ala al-Hussein wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussein wa ala awlad al-Hussein wa ala ashab al-Hussein. Recite this when you have that bottle of water in this hot, scorching summer. And that was one of the beautiful acts of community service. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.